There we
Perfect.
go. Okay, welcome to the John Hancock Charter School Board meeting, November 20th at 7:08 p.m. We're not going to do a Pledge of Allegiance or any of that stuff online. Did everybody should have gotten the minutes from November 12th? Does somebody want to make a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from November 12th.
Thank you, Jolene. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Wendy. Any questions or comments? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, that's unanimous. Julie, are you taking notes?
My AI is
Oh, your
doing.
AI is. Yes, that's good. All right. So let's skip over the finance committee report and the calendar. Jolene, let's go to the update on the groundbreaking.
Okay. So last time we met, we talked about doing it on a Saturday, but plans have changed. We are now doing it on Tuesday, December 9th from 12:30 to 1. We decided we wanted to have a bunch of the kids involved in the program, and so that's why we're doing it during the middle of the day so that we can have them come over. That's pretty much the update. And also, I need your headshots, so send them to me. Not related to the groundbreaking, but I need your headshots. So send them to me ASAP so we can get them on the website.
Okay, did everybody get that email about the headshots?
Yep.
Wrists.
Yeah.
There's something
All
called.
right. I know you're all really excited about that. I know I am. Okay. Julie, do you want to do the calendar or have you got
I should,
the
you should be able to see it now. I think I've got the right one linked.
You actually
And it should be coming up. So Craig can speak to this.
Thinking, all right, we're going to go to the finance
Let me make
committee
sure I
report.
have. Yep, this is the right one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you make the words bigger?
Yes, I'm sure I can.
This was done by somebody who had some knowledge, somebody in the medical profession, possibly somebody along those lines.
Somebody should be muted that is not.
They have the words precedence.
Might be me. Hang on.
Yep, it was you.
I was trying to find the right.
Sorry, I'm in my mom's room.
Oh, how's she doing? Oh, she can't tell me because she's muted.
She's muted. See?
See, this
All
is where we get into trouble. I have to mute, I have to unmute, and then it's like, Wendy, be
My bad.
quiet. She's doing really well, thanks.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. All right, Craig, financial report.
Okay, thanks for your patience. As is the tradition this time of year, we come back and ask for the board to approve the actual budget that is uploaded to the auditor's website, as well as is what is has been uploaded to UPEFs. And so this budget that you're seeing on the far right-hand side, the 2025, I've just speculated that you'll approve this tonight. It reflects the operational budget, accurate operational budget, as well as the sale of the 2022 A and B series bond and the series 2024 A and B bond purchase. So this gets us all compliant. It's, from what I understand, having worked with the Squire auditor, who we really like. He's very patient and very very accurate. His team has been very, very useful during this whole process. And that is, and you can see as Julie's scrolling through there, you see that 29 million. That's what the what we sold the bond for, and then what the payment refund was, 25 million. Anyway, that's details, but we're in compliance now. We're by the end of November, we'll have our financial statements from Squire. We were working on that today with them. So I'm asking the board to approve the new, or I should say, actual budget for fiscal year 2025.
I'm going to scroll down to the end. How's that?
Yeah, you want to ask anybody if they have any questions?
Okay. Yeah, does anybody have any questions? You should have had the opportunity, hopefully today, to take a look at it. Anybody have any questions or concerns or comments?
Don't be wowed by the $2.298 million in net revenues left in our bank. Even though we do have approximately that amount in our bank accounts, cash, that's not reflective of what this is. This is for last fiscal year. So just wanted you to understand that we don't actually have $2.298422 million in our bank right today. Anyway, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, I will take a motion then to accept the, which year is this? 2025. 2025 final budget?
It's the actual budget. It is the actual budget.
2025 actual budget.
That's what the state refers to it as.
Okay, somebody want to make that motion?
I'll make the motion.
Oh, go ahead, McKay.
Okay, I got McKay for the motion. Megan, do you want to make the second?
I will second that.
Thank you. All right. Last chance for comments, questions. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, that passes unanimously. Julie, calendar.
Yep. Let me see if it will just go to it. Did it switch?
It did.
Oh, it's a miracle. Okay, let me make it a little bigger. So this is our proposed 26-27 school calendar. We are in a position where, or place where we do actually have, what did I do? Sorry, I don't know if you can still see it or not, because now I can't. Okay, my turn. Let's do this again. Okay, so we have to approve this just so we can do the lottery, which is coming up. So can you see it now?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, perfect. So this mimics Alpine School District, almost identical. Our start date's the same, fall break's the same, winter break's the same, spring break's the same. There's no major differences here. I'm just noticing something that is... Okay, I just noticed an error in the calendar, and I apologize. Let me just make sure.
Where is it?
So, spring. Nope. She did it right. Okay. It just says Sunday and Saturday. That's all.
Okay.
Like, why is that compute? I'm like, that is way wrong. But no, she just did the Sunday and Saturday. I'll probably clean that up so it's not on the weekends. Same with the Christmas break, but yeah. Nope, we're good. So there's no deviation. We actually took the same professional development days they chose. To be honest with you, this is the first time ever we've just pretty much adopted their calendar. So no changes. They did a really good job. We were all of the only thing we added to it as deans is we sat down in our admin and we figured out parent teacher conference dates.
Are we going to color those in on here at some point?
They're on there.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, just as
So you can kind of see. Yeah. And I know it's a little confusing because Constitution Hall and the half day kinder have an extra day of parent teacher conferences. So there's not enough, they can't get all their students in to see all the teachers. They need an extra day.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. We did that this year too.
Yep.
It just wasn't formally on the calendar.
Yeah, okay. We are formally putting it on the calendar. Yep. So it's very confusing. So,
All right. So anyway. I will then take a motion to approve the 2026-27 school year calendar. Somebody want to make that motion?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Kyle. Do we have a second?
I'll second. Hi, I'm here.
Oh, hey. Hi, Allison. Okay.
Sorry.
Any questions, comments? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. That is unanimous as well. Wendy, do we need an executive session?
No, there's not really much of an update right now. I'm currently just compiling, so okay. No update.
Okay, Julie, do you have anything?
Nope.
All right. Well, then I will take a motion to adjourn. Thanks, everyone, for jumping in at the last minute, but this spares us an evening in December, which I'm sure everyone appreciates.
I'll move to adjourn.
All right. Thanks, Allison. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
That was Kyle, I think.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say thunder, Julie. Sorry about that.
You're all good. I do have done enough. You're fine.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Oh, Julie, thank you. Don't hang up yet, though. We're adjourned. But Julie, tell them about the board party.
Yes, don't forget. I have sent everyone a calendar invite, and hopefully you all get the punch bowl invite for the board Christmas party. It will be on December 8th. At the Harvest Restaurant at Thanksgiving Point again. So please, please, please come if you can. I think you have to pick your dinner item or what you're going to have for dinner before, but I just emailed them to verify that. So I'll let you know. So, but I will text each of you individually if you have to pick dinner.
Thanks, Julie.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for setting that up. All right. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Hey,
thanks,
Julie. We chat. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
No,
it was on my calendar, and then I went downstairs to do something. So,
no, you're good. Don't worry at all. Upstairs.
Hey, so Julie, can I ask one thing before I go?
Yeah,
I'm working on that stupid survey that I thought I'd filled out.
I thought you did too.
Yeah, I thought I had filled it out. I'm going to be asking some questions in Google chat. Will you just kind of monitor that?
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on it. Thank you. Okay. I'm sorry. I really thought we finished that.
I thought I'd done everything, all the survey things that we needed to do. So anyway, I'll be working on that.
You're amazing. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hey, okay. Jolene, I think the first one, let me go look at my transcript.
Jolene is no longer there.
Oh, Allison, I mean. So I think the first motion was made by Jolene, but I will go look.
Do you want to, are there AI minutes that I can just translate and make are my typical minutes? Exactly. And I noted that I joined the meeting right before you proposed the calendar. So I'll make that note that I wasn't there until that moment. Yeah. But
So I'll just share that. So I'll just go copy and paste it from my AI and send it in an email.
Perfect. Okay. Hey, Julie, thank you. Sorry.
Don't be sorry at all. Okay. I can't wait to see you for dinner.
It's going to be awesome. Okay. Thanks, Julie. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.